This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1025, weird tennis moments and how to tell a crazy story in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener. How can you use the verb to go plus a few other weird expressions to quote someone? Get three ways to do it today. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing so well. James just started second grade this week, and it's really exciting. Oh my God, he's such a funny kid. So when I asked him how his first day of school was, yeah, he was like, I think, okay, my second grade teacher is like way more chill than my first grade teacher. And it's like hearing these words out of a little kid's mouth is so funny.
And then he was all like,
and everybody is so excited to be there because we have new tokens. And because like tokens are the way they like reward kids and give prizes and stuff. So anyway, it was just like the most adorable conversation. And he's super excited about school.
That is awesome. That was so cool hearing you describe your son's first day of second grade. It brings me back to the days of elementary school and stars on the folders and all that good stuff.
There's so many little tricks, like so many little details about going to elementary school, like all the stickers and the tokens and the, you know, like the clips on the board and the, I don't know, there's so many little things to keep track of. Progress and bad deeds and bathroom breaks. I don't know. There's a lot.
It's so true. And maybe our listeners were able to notice, guys. I hope you were paying attention to this first part here, because Jessica used a few different ways to report what her son had said, right? To quote this conversation, right? What did you throw in there, Jessica, to tell us more in a very native way what he said?
So when you're introducing a quote, right, what somebody else has said, don't just say. Like, we usually don't even use that, right? When we're telling stories like that. Yeah. So I used two different ways. I said, he was like, and then the quote, and then he was all, and the quote. So,
So interesting. I wonder if this will be the first time our listeners have heard this, especially this one. He was all XYZ, right? Totally. You actually added a like. You said he was all That's like true. XYZ. But guys, this is going to be a fun episode today because it's starting with a student question that I'm going to go ahead and read our student's question to kick it off today. Are you ready?
Awesome. Perfect.
Okay. So Amir says, his second question is, when do we use the word go instead of the word say? For example, instead of saying he says or he said, it is said he goes. I'm really confused and puzzled. Thanks very much. You are amazing, Amir.
Yeah, I can see why that's puzzling. It is really weird how in English we have all these weird verbs instead of say.
It's right? So weird.
And I think a lot of students mix up the grammar and worry about the grammar between say and tell, right? Because tell means that object, like he said blah, 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 or he told me blah, blah, blah. You know what, guys? You don't even have to use say and tell. You don't even have to worry about making mistakes, because these three phrases are much more common than
say and tell. Oh my gosh, that's so true. That's such a good point. You can completely avoid those, bypass those completely, and go straight to these, because these will help you connect more. We were really excited when we saw this question. We both saw and we're like, oh, this will be awesome, because this will be one of our most natural native episodes in all of the archives, all 1,000 episodes so far.
So bold banner episode. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I have never seen these phrases in any teaching material, right? Like anything.
Only here. So let's go through three ways, right? Three native and natural ways that you guys can quote someone, right? So what's the first one, Jessica, that I think you use? I don't think you use this one actually when you're talking about James.
No. So the verb go, right?
Yeah.
Which is, it's so weird. That makes no sense why that would mean say, but that's what we use. So yeah, we use that a lot in present and past. So if you're like, I use it in the present tense when I'm describing something that someone says all the time, right?
Like, oh, okay.
Like in that story, James, he uses chill all the time now. That's like his favorite word. So if I'm sharing that fact with somebody, I could say, and he always goes, that's okay, mom, it's chill. Like, if he says something all the time. But I think usually, guys, you're gonna use this to report on past conversations. So you would say, and then he went, I don't believe you.
Yeah. And I think another way that we might use the present tense, he goes, is we've talked about this on the show before, guys, how we want to pull someone into the moment. When you're recounting a story and you really want to pull someone in, you would use that present tense. For example, you know, last Sunday I was down on Cambridge Street and I was about to cross the road and I turned my head to the right and this guy goes, stop. Right.
Totally.
That is really when I want to pull someone in. And in that case, I could use the present tense. Goes.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, this is an actual verb tense that like nobody knows about. It's called the historical present. And like Lindsay said, we use that when we tell stories and jokes to bring our audience in, right? Mm-hmm. Just like, how do we become a conversation magnet? Like this is one of those things, right? Using the historical present to bring people, to make the story more real, more immediate for your audience using present simple. Totally.
It's so cool. So cool. Speaking of that conversation magnet, guys, this past week, unfortunately, this one is coming out just after those webinars, right? But hopefully you guys made it to that webinar. If you didn't, then keep your eyes open for the next one because these are really, really cool ways to learn with us live. All right.
So
awesome.
Fun.
Okay.
Okay. And then the second one using like. Now, listeners, you guys are watching movies, TV shows, all that good stuff. You know that native speakers use like all the time. And just add this to the list of another usage of the word like. So again, so we're replacing say with the be verb, right? But we add like if you're introducing a quote. So he was like, I don't agree with you at all or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't overemphasize how common this is. It's so common. Like this is kind of the way to quote someone. Right?
Totally.
And how we say people, we say like all the time. Natives
all
do
the
it.
Time.
And obviously, so there are levels of this, right? This is informal. And you know, if you go to a job interview, you're probably not going to say this when we were reporting on a conversation you had at your former workplace, right? It's probably not going to be used. That would be
weird. The interviewer is all, can you tell me about a time you achieved something at your past job? And then the job candidate is like, oh my God, I did something so amazing. And my boss was like, you're the best. Here's a bonus.
No.
You're not going to talk like that.
That's going to set you down by, you know, $25,000 a year in your negotiating power in terms of your salary. Right? So
oh
no, don't do that. Yeah.
I can't believe you could put a number on it like that. That's impressive.
Just throwing it out there. What I'm trying to say is it'll lower the value to your employer in their eyes,
yes,
right? Because it'll
sure.
make you sound less intelligent, less educated, and less articulate.
For
so
sure.
guys, so the point is earlier we said that say and tell, we can bypass them. Actually, not exactly, right? We do need say and tell in a more formal scenario, but today is for the casual scenarios.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, formal English is way less common and used than informal English, right? And the connection that happens on the informal level. So there are other episodes about more formal, right? Like proper English. But today, guys, this is stuff that you will definitely hear and use when you're talking to native speakers.
Guys, if you love All Ears English and you don't want to miss any of our special bonus episodes, the only way to make sure that you don't miss them is to hit subscribe on your podcast player. So go ahead and hit subscribe to officially become a member of the All Ears English community, where we believe in connection, not perfection. For sure. Now I'm excited for the last one because this one is just weird.
It is. So yeah, I know. It's super weird. So you're using the be verb again, but then you're adding the word all. And you know, like I totally say this. I don't know. It feels like a younger sort of phrase to me for some reason. I think I used it more when I was younger than now, but I do still use it. Do you, do you say he was all or she was all?
I think I do. I think I do. I don't think I use it as much as the other two. Like he went, he goes, he was like, but I do use it and I do hear it. And I think, you know, it's okay for our listeners to use it, right? Ooh, it's not just for teenagers. Yeah. Yeah.
No, oh for my gosh. Sure. No, everybody can use this. It's funny. I feel like these phrases, like began in the 80s sort of, right? Like I don't know. I'd be interested to research the etymology on these, but I think these are really common. In like the stereotype of a like of a valley girl of somewhat like a girl in Southern California who uses like all the time, but I mean that's just one stereotype, and that's not even like it's not like it only exists there. These phrases are used by all native speakers all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, to give a quick example, and it was so funny. Have you watched any of the U.S. Open tennis, Jessica, on TV at all?
No, I'm not a tennis person.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, we actually went to the U.S. Open on Friday. We drove down to Queens. And we went to the tournament. It was so cool. Whoa. It was so cool. But, you know, so this season I've been getting more into it, but I was watching it on TV last night. We're watching Djokovic playing Milman, an Australian guy. And at 2-all, the craziest thing happened. Milman went up to the net and he was all, hey, I have to change my clothes now. He had sweat through his entire outfit, literally his t-shirt, his shorts, even his shoes. He had to take them off. He had to go change in the bathroom. He had to take an unconventional time out. And that's unheard of in tennis. And he was
insane.
He was all, I'm sorry, I don't want to change right now. I really don't, but I have to. And it was the craziest thing that I've seen in men's tennis in years. Yeah.
That's so weird. Okay, this is really weird because don't people sweat through their clothes like often when they're playing sports? I know if I'm watching soccer, the dudes, you know, like the uniform is completely stuck to their bodies, but they don't stop playing.
Exactly. You really can't exit the court. You could take a bathroom break. I guess that's what that was considered, but it was so weird. It's like they didn't even ask the ref. The two of them, Milman went up to Djokovic and he said, I'm sorry, I have to change. And Djokovic was like, okay. Like, but the weird thing is that Milman had the momentum at that moment. I was surprised. I was like, why don't you just hit the ball? You know, you look like you just jumped into a swimming pool. Yeah, but just keep going because you have the momentum. It was totally strange. And he was all, I'm sorry, I don't want to do it, but I have to.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. Guys, if you are accessing the transcripts for that episode, for this episode, like that story, the way Lindsay told that story is, I mean, using he was all, he was like, that is perfect. I mean, you guys could use that as like an outline to tell some crazy story you saw recently. You know, like so native. Oh my gosh. Guys,
so good.
I would love to hear how you would say this. If you could think of like a super crazy thing you heard someone say recently or just in your memory, leave it in a review for this podcast or put it in the comments for this episode. I would love to see those.
Definitely, guys. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type 1025 into that search bar. You'll find this episode and you can leave us a comment. So cool. So guys, go out and try these, right? Don't just stick to say and tell, right? Go beyond the textbook. Give these a try. And Jessica, before we finish up, I want us to remind our listeners, if they're taking the IELTS exam this fall, where could they go to get our best advice, our best tips?
Yes, your first stop is our other podcast called IELTS Energy. It's 3 new episodes every week, you guys, full of all of the IELTS tips and tricks that you need. So definitely subscribe to that podcast. And honestly, even if you're not taking IELTS, because we go through so much amazing vocab and like skills for speaking, listening, right? Just like we would need outside of the test as well.
Yeah, that's so true. I've seen some of our listeners who listen to this show have said that they started listening to IELTS Energy podcast just to get more of the energy, more of the learning. So that is awesome. Love that.
Love it.
All right, cool.
Yay.
Great topic today, Jessica. So much fun to talk about this. And thank you to Amir for asking this question. Such a good question.
Yes, great question, Amir. Awesome. Thank you so much. Guys, send Lindsay your questions.
All right, we're out of here for today, Jessica. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.